fighting men of the United Nations, it's Jubilee. Then here comes the hottest little section this side of an 8-bar rib. And here to beat up their choppers and noodle the know are as fine a flock of dignitaries as ever graced a B-flat. To wit, Little Judy Carroll, the five famous charioteers, that man-hunting mama, Butterfly McQueen, the one and only man-about clown, Eddie Rochester Anderson, and Lucky Millinder and his mighty mellow Punchinello. And now here's your master of ceremonies, the man with a great big voice and two pairs of paunches, Ernie Whitman.
Thank you, folks, thank you. Tonight we're really going to fan the fuzz off some peaches and plant the pits in some fertile soil. But before our OD orchard starts lobbing peaches over the treble clefs, I want you to meet our guest conductor for tonight, Lucky Millinder. Thank you. You big ham. Thank you again. We pause for a second to acknowledge some ink slinging which slid under our galvanized gate this A.M. And here to answer some of their own mail are those ever-loving Lotharios from the rift-bound curves of Tin Pan Alley, the Charioteers. Take over, Williams.
Thanks, Fred Boy. We want to thank Sergeant Peters, Harris, and West 3 at APO 27, Corporals Jenkins, Williams, and Runnels at 689, and also hello from Helen in Hollywood to Major Earl Hendrickson with the Air Force in China. For all of you, here's Red River Valley. I hope you're listening.
I should never have taken to roaming. I should never have left all my friends.
Cause I
dream of the Red River Valley and the home where the great river bends.
From this valley they say you are going. I will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile. For they say you are taking the sunshine that is right in my path for a while.
Well, just consider a while ere you leave me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. And remember the Red River Valley and the girl who has loved you so true.
Her hair was all yellow and flowing, like the gold of a bright western sky. And her eyes were the blue of the valley, and they cried when we whispered goodbye.
Well, just consider a while ere you leave me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. And remember the Red River Valley, and the girl who has loved you so true. But I'm so tired of an awful pile of roaming.
Yes, and someday when I've sung every song about Bolivia,
I'll return, return one melody to the valley.
That was a fine, fertile valley. Men, I want you to meet a neat little hunk of fluff who's making a first return visit to Jubilee in many months. She's, Oh, what do you want, Butterfly?
It's not just to hear yet.
Now, calm down, Butterfly. I told you'd get a chance to meet him tonight.
I know, but I'm so nervous. Tell me, do I look rather cute?
Well... Did you put perfume behind your ears?
Oh, that's an old-fashioned idea.
Old-fashioned?
Sure, I'll get much better results from a bear trapped by his microphone.
Oh, okay. Now go sit down. I'll call you. And now, men, we return to that neat little hunk of fluff, Judy Carroll. Well, well, well. Hello, Judy.
Hello, you big... handsome, strong man.
This week I wrote the script. What are you going to wrap your choice voice around, Judy?
Stormy weather.
We'll batten down our waterproof topes and let it pour.
I walk around heavy-hearted and sad. Night's coming on. I'm still feeling sad. Rain pouring down, shattering every hope I had. This pittering, pattering, pittering, pattering drives me mad. Lord, 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 Lord. This misery is just too much for me. And so on, everything I had is gone. Stormy weather.
just can't get my poor self together. He's straining all the time, the time. Walked in and met me a few days away. Old rocking chair is gonna get me. All I do is pray that the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. I can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Told me well. Since my man and I ain't together, he's raining all the time. The time. He's raining all.
Carol, thank you. We veered to the right, doing about face and come rip to rip with as hot a mess of sharps and scratches ever gathered around a treble clef. It's Lucky and the boys making with St. Louis Breakdown. Make with it, Lucky.
Thank you.
Lucky, thank you. And now, as a special hypo for all you helped up hippos, Juby is happy to bring you a man who... Let's see, what's this chap's name?
Hello, boss, this is Rochester.
See, standing here talking to you, I almost feel like Mr. Benny.
Who?
Benny, Jack Benny.
Oh, him. You mean my erstwhile valet.
Why, Rochester, he's your boss, isn't he? He's an important man. Well, isn't he important?
If you call throwing Carmichael a fish every 3 hours important, yes.
I see. Well, what would you like to do for the fighting men of the United Nations?
Well, in Cabin in the Sky, I sang a song.
Well, imagine that. You were a singer. I didn't know you could sing.
Sure. I use the Katydid system.
The Katydid system?
Yeah, I just rub two tonsils together and wham, Paul Robeson.
Wait a minute. You're not comparing yourself with Paul Robeson.
Why not? We both wash our socks in the same old man river.
Oh, the title I see is Consequences. Leave us have the lowdown.
Life's full of consequence, that old devil consequence. He takes all the thrill out of fun. When you've got the candle lit at both ends, the scandal it creates always keeps you on the run. Just when you weaken in, fate sends the deacon in. Crash and your bash ain't worth an ounce. Cause then comes the consequence, that old devil consequence. Flings you back with a bound. In consequence, what
now? Life full of consequence, but who's scared of consequence? Let's sip the honey while it's sweet. We could be messed around, but you will suggest around. I'm tossing nature at your feet. Why don't we mosey round? You could be cozy round a gal who could sprinkle you with spice.
And thanks to you, Judy Carroll, for helping with the Websters.
It's been swell being here on Jubilee, Ernie, but now I gotta run over and do a show at Camp Hahn.
Oh, wait a minute. You just can't go just yet.
Why not? I'm in a terrible hurry.
Well, you see, I sort of promised somebody I'd introduce you to her.
Her? I didn't do it Camp Hahn for hours.
Oh, that's good. Now,
I need
not yet, Butterfly.
That was her.
Uh-oh. I'm in a terrible hurry again.
I think I ought to warn you, Rochester. She's a little man crazy.
Maybe, but I ain't her little man.
You ready? Yeah, I'm ready enough.
You might as well face it, Rochester. Here she is, Little Butterfly McQueen. Rochester, this is her.
Yes, I'm Butterfly.
Butterfly? When are you going to crawl out of your cocoon?
Oh, my great, big, beautiful dream man. Let me snuggle up close to you.
Get away from me, Moth. I ain't your flame.
Don't you remember me, Rochester? We met at a party last tonight.
Where?
On Central Avenue. Don't you remember the petite, the vicious, charming little girl at the party?
Oh, yeah!
Well, I introduced you to her. You know, each time I look at you, I get the funniest feeling way down deep inside.
Way, way down deep?
Yes, way, way down deep.
Well, breathe it there!
See, I do want you to like me, Rochester. What do you think of me?
Well, you ain't no Lena Horn.
Lena Horn? What has she got that I haven't got?
Oh, come now. Besides, butter, it ain't what, it's where.
Well, gee, don't you think I have nice eyes?
No.
Don't you think I have pretty teeth?
No.
Don't you think I have a charming personality?
No.
You don't like very much about me, do you?
Sure I do, butter. Ain't every gal that's got six toes.
Oh, well, you might change your mind after you get to know me better. Let's make a date. How about Thursday night? Friday night? Saturday night?
Oh, definitely. No use, gal. As far as I'm concerned, you might as well be Miss Pruneface. Well, I gotta go along now. So long.
I'll go with you, Rochester.
Oh, you can't go with me, gal. I'm going to an army camp. There's nothing but men there. What would you do in a camp with a couple of thousand men?
Oh, come now.
Thank you, Rochester, and thank you, Butterfly McQueen. And now, men, here's a word from my maestro, that ham among men, Lucky Millinder.
Thanks, Fatty. And I do mean Fatty. Just cute and fat, too. We have long hair in the menagerie. I'd like to add to this cat's cadenza. His associates call him Samuel Leroy Taylor. But don't let the moniker scare you, because we want to dedicate Cherokee to Corporal J.P. O'Neill in the vicinity of Cairo, to Fess Williams, Ken, at 9:53, and to Lieutenant Mike Milkus at 7:08. Okay, Cap, begin at the beginning, and don't lay down them horns till the stew is through. One, two.
you like a milliner. That was lolly as a warm tamale. Men, we've reached the operating rod catch assembly of this corny condenser, which means we're practically disassembled. The trigger has been squeezed dry. The clip has been detached from this hemisphere. And now... Now, what do you want, Butterfly?
I just wanted to tell you everything's all right between me and Rochester.
Huh?
Yes, he decided to make a date with me Saturday night.
Well, congratulations, Butterfly. I never thought you'd swing it.
Neither did I. A baseball bat is a wonderful invention, isn't it?
Oh, it's no use waiting. I got to give that dame a few pointers. Meantime, this is Ernie Whitman beating his big fat choppers with Judy Carroll, the charioteers, Butterfly McQueen, Eddie Rochester Anderson, and Lucky Millen and his mellow menagerie. Plant you now and dig you later. So long and good luck.
Produced for you fighting men of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.